Hi, I'm Barry Conrad, and this is Banter with BC. Cheers, bro.
Cheers, man.
And today I'm here with my guest, Ethan Brown. Ethan, do you want to introduce yourself to the people?
Hello, I'm Ethan Brown. I play Tani on Home and Away, and yeah, I'm an actor.
And to kick things off, we'd like to start with a game called Two Truths and a Lie. Do you know how this works?
No.
Basically, we say three things about ourselves. Two are true, one is a lie. I have to guess yours, you have to guess mine. You're up.
I did ballet as a kid. I can knit. And I'm a Dragon Ball Z fanatic. Anime fanatic, rather.
Okay.
Yeah.
What do you reckon? I'm going to say you love Dragon Ball Z.
You
can knit. And you didn't do ballet. Am I right?
You were with the first one.
Damn.
Yeah. I did ballet as a kid.
I should have guessed that. Why didn't I guess that one?
Well, I don't know if it's ballet per se. It was more contemporary jazz dance. My mum put me and my brother in the classes from like, I was probably 5 to 7. And obviously as a young boy, I didn't like it.
Yeah.
A lot of the time, me and my brother would pretend to be sick or asleep when it came to class time. And my mum knew we were playing games, so she'll give us a telling off, take us to class. And yeah.
But the way you said I can knit was very enthusiastic, so I thought,
well, that's the acting, man.
I once got lowered from the ceiling on Hugh Jackman's aerial rig singing Let It Go from Frozen. I was in the New South Wales Police Force from 2015 to 2017. When I first moved to Sydney, I was fired from my first job as a kitchen hand in a restaurant.
Well, that's true. That's got to be true.
Wow.
Yeah.
Why would you think that?
Well,
I don't work in the kitchen. This is all my doing right here. What do you got?
So I reckon the last one is true. You got fired.
Why do you think that? I'm curious.
I don't know. I just sort of believe it for some reason.
Fired, fireable kind
of thing. Yeah. I just don't know. I don't think you do dishes at your house.
Wowzers.
I feel like I walk into your house, it's just dishes everywhere.
I feel like I'm being very judged right now.
Yeah. Could be wrong, but I feel like it's true.
Next one.
I don't think you were in the police force because I would have seen photos on your Instagram in the police outfit.
Maybe I was trying.
I've scrolled right to the bottom. The first and the last ones are true. The middle one's false. So you came down from the ceiling for Hugh Jackman singing Frozen. I mean, it sounds ridiculous, but I feel like it's more true than the others.
What does that say about me? It's more realistic to be coming down from the ceiling singing Frozen
for Hugh Jackman and the police force.
Yeah.
Anyway.
You are correct.
Am I correct?
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm not a sore loser, so yeah.
So hold on, what's this Hugh Jackman?
So basically, story. Like it was his rig, so his aerial rig that he used for his shows, his musical theater shows.
Yeah.
His crew were part of this event that I did. Mate, this is Hugh Jackman's rig that you're coming down on this from the ceiling. So I stood on it, coming down singing, had like a headset on. It had like unicorns and the lighting was like blue, white. It was very dramatic.
Sounds like your sort of thing, yeah.
Let's go. We just started.
So I'm guessing after that little stunt, you got fired from that as well, or?
This guy just got here. It was really funny because I said to Deborah, Hugh's wife was there. He was doing like a Wolverine movie.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, I'm coming down on Hugh's rig. And she was like,
oh.
Just the way it sounded.
Aerial rig. Not the rig. Oh, you come, yeah.
Should we eat?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, maybe. Yeah, I did, but I would like that one. Can I have half?
Yeah, go.
No, you want to go halves?
Oh, yeah. Which actor would play you in a movie about your life?
Which actor? Maybe Al Pacino or Tommy Sisterline.
That was really fast. I wasn't expecting that.
I thought about this.
Yeah, you thought about that?
Mm-hmm. What about you? The Rock.
What's Scarlett Johansson?
Yeah, well, I mean, ScarJo is hot.
Oh, right.
So for me, it'll be John David Washington, Denzel's son. He's the man. He was in Tenet.
Yeah, I can see that. I can see that.
Get The Rock, bro. Have you seen what he looks like compared to me? First of all, that, and also he's like
pretty
huge. He's like 8 feet.
Yeah, for sure.
What's the most spontaneous thing you've ever done?
Well, I guess going to acting class when I first wanted to be an actor. Yeah, it's great, eh? I never thought I'd ever do something like that because I'm naturally quite a shy guy.
Hey.
Yeah. And then I found some classes in Brisbane. That was pretty spontaneous. So try an acting out, I guess. What about you?
Probably moving into Australia.
Yeah, right.
New Zealand, because there wasn't any clear pathway or staircase for what's the plan, what's going to happen. I was in the singing, dancing, breakdancing crew at the time with Vince Harder and Balakalola and Tūtahi Meretua. For you guys who don't know, we're both Kiwis. Not New Zealand born, but New Zealand born.
Still Kiwi.
We just kind of thought Australia is the next step. And so that was like a whim.
Mm.
But that's also the time where you kind of feel like you have nothing to lose. And so.
Well, yeah, because I had a sort of stable career. I was a civil draftee.
Mm.
And it was going well, but I just thought, nah, man, I can't do this.
Why not?
The rest of my life. Well, you're in an office, 9 to 5, 9 to 6, in front of a computer screen. You got your draft plans and you got all this paperwork.
Mm.
And I was sitting there thinking, nah, this can't be it.
Mm.
This can't be it. And that's what pushed me actually to do what I've always wanted to do, which was acting, give it a go. Didn't know if it was going to be any good or not. Didn't know if I'd even like it. And yeah, it's sort of led me to here. If I don't know if I'd ever would have tried it if I hadn't have been through that experience of doing a job I really, really hated.
Mm.
Hate's a strong word. I shouldn't say that. I didn't like it.
Knowing you now, imagine where you'd be if you stayed doing that job. Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, I would have, I would have been set up, I guess, but I don't think I would have been fulfilled. Whatever that is.
Whatever that means. What cheers you up on a bad day?
Anime always cheers me up. Yeah. Currently, I'm watching My Hero Academia. Have you watched that one?
Yeah, what is that?
It's great. It's the ultimate underdog story. It's about, so in the world, all the humans, most of the humans have these things called quirks and they're superpowers. Some are born without them. There's one dude, he's the main character, he's born without one. He so badly wants to have one and be a hero, but he can't. He's not born with the goods. But one day he comes across the biggest hero in that world, who's his idol. That hero actually transfers his power to this boy. And like, so he's trying to learn how to use it and overcome all his sort of past obstacles and that. So it's the ultimate underdog story. And man, they have such good messages, those animes, you know what I mean?
For someone that's watching this who doesn't watch a lot of anime, what's a good starting point or a good...
I thought you were a Dragon Ball Z fan.
I mean, you know what? Notice, I mean, we talked about this before.
Yeah.
When you're talking to a musician about if they can play keys really well.
Yeah.
And like, oh, you play keys too? I'm like, no, not compared to you. Can you drum well? No, not compared to Ethan. So Dragon Ball Z, grew up with it, but not really like,
okay,
not as much of a
good place. Yeah, good place to start would be Dragon Ball Z. Although there are some ones out currently. Great, eh? Are you going to finish that stuff?
Yeah. Why are you yelling at me?
Oh, because I'm aggressive.
This guy.
Actually, a good one to start today, I'd say, is probably Attack on Titan.
Attack on Titan.
That's a great one. Great story, great characters, great action.
Okay, this is not really
a bit of a twist.
This is not the way you really dish, but I'm just doing that.
The storm, that's how we do it back in New Zealand.
No judgment here. Do you want? Okay, you maybe...
Can I go on then? Yeah, that...
Scoot it.
All right, go on, man. Go on. Man, this is great. Is that chicken? The chicken?
That's cheese.
Right, it's cheese.
Jessica Simpson moment right there.
Also chicken. Look.
Yeah. Look at that consistency. Zoom into that.
Boiled chicken.
Yeah. What's the biggest stereotype surrounding what you do, your job?
That we're all princesses or princes.
Hmm.
That we have it easy. You get me?
Yeah.
Some people forget that you got to go home and actually learn the lines. You got to really break down the script, run it.
Mm.
When you go to work and present it, that's the easy part. The hard part is all the work you do at home, if you do the work.
Mm.
Some people can get away with not doing the work.
Yeah.
And sort of coast through, but if you want to be a great actor, I think you need to really hone in and put in the hours at home, and that's where the work is.
So you're more of a process, like you're all about the preparation rather than lightly look at the sides and then like, I'll wing it. Like
you
wing kind of a go when it comes to work.
I mean, most of the time I try to prepare.
Yeah.
I think preparation is key for anything, really. But there are days, obviously, I will get lazy and I will just wing it.
Throwing them out.
Yeah, like if you're... Sometimes you just need a rest, And then sometimes you have so many scenes, you're like, I can only focus on so many, and then the rest I'll just have to try and get through it, or just sort of vaguely know it, and just trust I can pull it off.
So Ethan Brown's not a princess? or Prince, for sure. Well, you definitely do.
Not in that sense. Yeah. I like to think I'm a Prince in other ways, but whatever that means.
I've seen it firsthand, so I can definitely.
Well, that's why you were the Shark, eh?
Hmm?
Yeah. Shark Casino, yeah.
Jack. It's funny.
Did I win that game or did you win the poker game?
I don't actually know. Who won that game?
I remember there was a line, it's like, you say, let's see who the biggest shark is out of my character.
Yeah,
character.
But there was another line that was kind of cut out of that. It doesn't really matter because that line is the line.
Well, something along the lines of like, I think you were saying my character. I think you're really handsome.
I was on the show for like a sec. Oh, you thought that? I was on the show for a second and I played poker against this guy. Yes. And we're trying to establish who won, but.
Actually, I think you won because I remember walking off upset.
Cheers to that.
Cheers to that. Oh, that just falls apart,
right? Bro, this is BTS. I think you should do it.
This is, go ahead.
Wow.
Right. How much do you want?
Load me up. What is the biggest rejection in your life?
Probably the first time I got dumped when I was 12.
Yeah.
Man, that broke my heart like nothing else before, ever.
Yeah.
It still affects me.
Really?
No, it doesn't.
Yeah.
There's been a lot, obviously, but that was the first time I felt heartbreak and I was like, oh, this sucks.
Mm.
I'm not over it.
Yeah, no, not over it at all. Yeah. That's where you're taking it on all these plates.
Wait, you want some kale?
Mm-hmm.
Get those veggies in. No, I mean, that's part of life, though, eh?
Mm.
When I first started auditioning for shows when I was at 9, you think, oh, yeah, I'm going to get it. And you don't get it, of course. And you're like, oh, man, I was already planning my future, you know? I was already planning, like, on to buy a house. And
yeah, how do you deal with that? that's a real thing as actors, like, going for auditioning for things because I don't know about you, but especially when you're first starting or even to this day, you can easily get into the brain of the brief comes in.
Yeah, yeah.
The audition comes in and then automatically you're already planning out finances, future, life, this is what I'm doing. And it's like, bro, it's not, you don't have the job yet. You just, how do you deal with that?
Well, you got to change that. I changed that way of thinking. It's just the piece of work, you know, now it's there, it's an opportunity.
Mm.
And sometimes I just think I'm not going to get it or like, I don't care if I don't get it. And that's how it's usually worked with, say, NIDA. When I got into NIDA, I didn't really care if I got in or not. I got in. Home and Away, I was just sort of like, oh, yeah, it's a cool opportunity. I'm not really attached to it. So, yeah, there's a bit of that, I think. You can't care too much because you start getting hopes up and start going off in a bloody fantasy world, you know?
Like releasing the outcome and actually focusing the process. That's the challenge, right?
Like, it's fine, and I think you're more relaxed that way if you're not too like, I really need to get this, need to get this. Not too desperate, you know?
I feel like people feel that energy as well.
100%.
You know what I mean? Like, you can feel desperate.
You can feel that energy, 100%.
It's like, I need this job, give it to me.
Yeah.
And that's not
great. It's a bit of a turn off, eh?
Feel like pina colada. Lamb shoulder's incredible. The burrata's amazing. This pina colada's really good. Oh, more coming. It's
the best
amazing.
In Sydney.
I didn't pick you for like a pina colada. I thought you'd be like a beer kind of a guy.
Well, I'm not even a drinker kind of guy, you know?
You're not a drinker.
If I do drink, it'll be something nice like that because it sounds cool. And I like coconut and I like pineapple.
You mean like you like sweet drinks?
Because it kind of tastes like it's like a, like a fizzy drink.
What's something that you're not very good at?
Something I'm not very good at. Oh, it's a tough one.
Taking off, eh?
Following the rules sometimes.
What do you mean?
Well, sometimes I don't like being told what to do. So I'll subtly break them.
Give me an example. Look at that.
There we go.
Oh, thank you so much.
That looks amazing.
Let's get into that.
Grabbing it. That's not really how we do it, but we just. Don't judge me.
Jeez, I don't have any examples at the moment, but. Because it happens all the time.
You just break the rules because you don't like being told what to do?
Sometimes, yeah.
Like, not in a work situation. So if you're going to be on set at 7, like...
I won't rock up at 8.
Yeah.
But geez, look, I can't give you an example, to be honest. I'm so sorry.
That's right. Don't apologize to me.
I'm too... My head's all here.
In the food?
Yeah. Maybe that's... I'm not good at focusing when there's food in front of me.
I mean, same.
So maybe that's it. But this is great.
All good? Can you talk to me? Check 1, 2. 3, 4.
Eating things off, please.
Check 1, 2. Check.
Do you like that?
Yeah. How do you sing?
You tell me. But you sing, though. You're a musician, right?
I'll say I'm a muser, but I'm not a confident singer. Mm-hmm. I've always been confident behind the instruments, which I love being behind the instruments.
How many instruments can you play?
Go drums, guitar, bass, bit of piano. That's it. Yeah, it's four.
Just four. What's that story? Because that's probably like a family thing when you hear something like that.
Well, my whole family is musical. My grandmother's a singer, all her brothers and sisters are singers, and they play piano and all that. And then obviously that goes down to their kids, and they had a band. And then we grew up sort of watching and just being around it.
Yeah.
And they never taught us directly, but it was like, because we were around it, it's sort of like osmosis, you know, you sort of absorb it. We went to high school, first time I picked up a guitar or jumped on the drums, I was just playing.
Strange.
I just jumped on the, I'd never been on it, I just jumped on, I was like, oh. My teacher was like, oh, have you played? It's like, no.
It's funny how that works though.
It's so weird, man.
It's so weird.
But it's just, you're around it all the time, so.
Yeah.
So you understand it all, I don't know. Just rubs off in some weird way.
Yeah. Mm. That's like me with keys. Like I started with proper lessons, reading the music, and then I'd pick things up by ear. And then I'd play and the teacher was like, Barry, that's not what's on the page. Cause I just gave up. I was too worrying to learn it.
But actually this year I've only just started, I've been playing drums since I was 13. So what's that, 10 years? 17 years.
Okay.
2 years. Yeah, 2 years. yeah, I'm 23.
Yeah.
Plus seven.
Yeah.
Plus eight.
You're
right. Yeah, I decided last year, I think it's time I need to get like a drumming tutor.
Yeah.
So I've been having sessions with a man, Dave Goodman. Awesome jazz drummer. I'm here in Sydney and just been doing sessions every week. The sort of things I'd never learned formally.
Yeah.
So he's just filling in the gaps.
Chicken,
man, give us some chicken. Yeah, chicken slash boiled egg thing that tastes amazing.
Oh, this guy.
So yeah, for the first time I've been taking formal drum, I guess it's like coaching.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's great, yeah. I just feel so much more confident as a player now after a few months.
Oh, we went rolling.
All right, now we're good.
What were you going to say?
No, I distracted you and I took half your thing. Did you not see that?
No.
Because there was a bee there.
Bro, what the? Can you, bro, you got plenty
I'm
of-
I'm saving you from the bee.
Dry.
My weirdest art habit, when I was a kid, I used to wash my hands for 77 seconds.
Why would you do that?
Like, why 77? I just like the number 7, and 2 sevens are better than 1 7. So I'd literally wash my hands for 77 seconds, and I'd do the light switch thing for seven times.
The taps here, how are you doing? You're counting out loud?
Just count it. Yeah. Oh, just on my head. 77. That's why I've got amazingly clean hands.
They're pretty raggedy. I mean, you got the calluses going on. Zoom in.
And they're so dry. That was probably the weirdest habit. What about yourself?
One of my weirdest habits, apparently, is my reaction to food.
Oh, right.
If it's really good, it's going to get like a specific reaction to it.
Like a groan, like a moan, like a groan.
You've already seen it. Can you remember what it is?
Oh my God, this is amazing.
It's actually this. Here you go.
Yeah. So good.
It's involuntary.
Yeah, right. It's like a tick.
Big shit. You're gonna get this. Well, I can't do it because all this is good, so I can't. But if I'm eating it, it's gonna be like, how was your day?
Oh, right. True,
it's
true.
Like,
yeah, savage.
Yeah.
It's savage.
I mean, but it's honest. It is what it is. I ain't winning it,
you're
right?
Trying to go from a negative to a positive straight away, which is, but my, like it's hard to do.
What life challenge are you most proud of conquering?
Well, it's easy. I became a dad when I was 16, so.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. Best thing in the world.
Yeah, right.
Obviously, as a 16-year-old, it's, you know, it's not expected, so. It was definitely hard, but it's been the best journey ever.
So
my daughter's now turning 15 this year. I mean, all parents would understand the feeling. It's just, you know, it gives you more purpose and a new kind of love, you know?
Yeah.
Mm. So definitely.
Your little girl, is she here or is she there?
She's back in New Zealand, but she comes here for quite a bit and I go back as well. Now that she's a bit older, she's been flying over. She's pretty confident and she enjoys it. But usually I'll go home and then bring her over or vice versa. But
yeah.
Oh, wow.
That's good, man. Yeah. Even juggling everything, like career aspirations, life, knowing that you have a child.
That's the whole reason why after high school, I did a few things, but I decided to do the career and a stable job, which was, I thought, civil engineering at the time. So I studied that worked in the industry, and I had no desire at all to do that. And I thought, oh, this was a stable career for my daughter. And then as time goes on, you sort of realise, oh, you know, I'm still young. If I chase my dreams, we've seen a good example for her, you know. So yeah. I decided to do that, and that's got me here. It's weird how it works out, you know. All starts to fall into place.
But I feel like a lot of that has to do with the way you even approach life. Like if you see it that way, some people think it's what happens to you, or some people feel like it's your actions.
That's how you respond, And that's literally it, man. You've got to have a good attitude with everything. Anything that comes your way, there's always positive in it. Even though it might be hard to find sometimes, but it's always there.
And you've got to have the right
people with you. People that support you. All of that put together, you know, you can, you know, achieve whatever you want, really.
Yeah.
As cliche as that sounds.
Yeah. So what's an embarrassing moment that you've had? Like one of the most embarrassing things that's ever happened that you can think of?
Just gonna be.
Yeah. Instant throat problems.
Yeah. Nah, it's a pretty shit one too. Lately. When I went to NIDA, we did a lot of embarrassing things, obviously, which was the point. But being a shy kid from New Zealand, it's just, we had to do an exercise to come in and just sing a song.
Do you want to make me demonstrate that song?
No. It was clown class, and you just have to be like goofy.
Like goofy.
Yeah, you looked, and it was just, you're up there for like 4 minutes going by yourself, and everyone was just sitting there going,
that's not really your vibe, though, I feel like. You're competitive. I know that you are. So it's like you want to be good.
But that's the point of it. You got to like just handle being in the shit.
What's one of the most terrifying experiences you've ever had? Do you like that?
Hey, I got on.
This is not the way to, I need to, you know what? It's not the way you do it though. It's really not. What? Gordon Ramsay wouldn't like that.
There's a fly here. Terrifying, scary situation that I can think of. It's the thing, I don't really get scared. That's my trick, man. I get scared. What do you get scared of?
Turbulence.
Turbulence?
I'll easily say that. Like every time I fly, I try so hard to logically think about the situation that it's statistically safe. Mm. Turbulence is planes designed for that, for turbulence. But every time I have to start box breathing. Four in, hold for four. Four out, hold for four. Because I can't drink on flights anymore, so I'm trying to like mentally psych myself up, listen to music real loud. I don't know, it freaks me out, don't you reckon? Turbulence. Some people are like, it's a roller coaster. Like, no.
It's a thing. I mean, getting into NIDA was scary. I don't know how to act. I still don't know how to act.
I mean, your fans and home and aware are big to deport.
I mean, there's been moments when I was working nightclub security, groups of people will stop in their car and be like, is that the guy? Like pointing at me, I'm like by myself on the door, like, oh, are these guys gonna jump out and try and jump me? Things like that. Yeah, there's been a lot of things like that. You know, I was bouncing while I was at NIDA.
Have you had like an altercation, like all close to physical altercation?
Yeah, I had a few. So I think it was like my second week working, I had a big one in the cross.
That's where it's at, the cross, if you're gonna have one.
There's some crazy people down there.
It's about to...
Yeah, digging, I got heaps. I had a few down there. You don't want it?
It's for you, I don't think you want it.
Yeah, a few, you know, because there's guys down there, they're doing all sorts of, I don't know what they're doing, you know, drugs and whatnot, and they just come out trying to staunch people out, and they get physical, so you gotta get physical back.
If for all you guys you don't know, I mean, I know that you know him from Home and Away, but he's like a martial arts boss. Like, you wanna give them a little bit of background on that?
Not know about boss, but I've done a bit of martial arts here and there, on and off since I was a kid. Taekwondo since I was 17, 18. What's that? Mm-hmm. Was that 10 years?
Mm-hmm. 2 years?
I've always loved it. I grew up idolizing Bruce Lee and Jean-Claude Van Damme, so I always wanted to be like those guys. And
Van Damme.
Yeah, and I'm currently training at Elite Martial Arts Taekwondo with Master Brent Foster.
Oh, wow.
He was amazing, and I met him on Home and Away. I'd always been a fan of his through Taekwondo.
Home and Away?
Yeah, he did a part role a couple of years ago. He invited me to a school and I started training with him, and I haven't left since, which is awesome. He's the best that I've trained with in Taekwondo.
Yeah,
and also a bit of Kung Fu in Sydney.
Anything else you wanna?
There's just not enough time, you know? There's not enough time in the day. I wanna do it all, but you can't.
So to finish things off, I'm gonna hit you with some fast trivia. You ready for this?
Yep.
1958, which actor, arguably the greatest martial artist of all time, became the Crown Colony Cha-Cha champion of Hong Kong?
Bruce Lee.
Correct. Which female singer and drummer worked extensively with Prince learned to play the congas left-handed and had Abdullah hit with the glamorous life. You're correct again. Question number three, who won the Taekwondo World Championships 5 times and the first Taekwondo gold medal at the 2000 Sydney Olympic Games?
Pass.
Stephen Lopez, I thought you knew that one.
No, I thought so too.
Last question, which Aussie actor, you gotta get this, got his first role in the film Pitch Black and is now one of Hollywood's most sought after acting coaches?
The great Les Chantry.
Les Chantry. Yep. 3 out of 4, how do you feel, bro?
I feel like that was a pretty good effort.
Ethan, thanks for coming on the show, bro.
Thanks, brother. Thanks for having me.
No, thanks for having the chat and having a few.
Oh, man.
Sharing a bit of your life. And
I love it. Thank you, bro. Awesome. Appreciate it. Thank you.
If you love this episode of Banter with BC, don't forget to like, comment, share, and subscribe. Thanks for watching, and we'll catch you next time.